This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Police in southern India say at least 16 people were killed and another 123 injured when an Air India Express flight bringing people home to India who had been trapped abroad because of the coronavirus skidded off a runway and split in two while landing Friday in heavy rain. Abdul Karim, a senior Kerala State police officer, said the dead included one of the pilots of the plane. He said at least 15 of the injured were in critical condition and that rescue operations were over. The two-year-old Boeing 737 flew from Dubai to Calicut in India's southernmost state. It was landing in a heavy rainstorm. Civil Aviation Minister Hardeep S. Puri said in a statement that the flight overshot the runway in rainy conditions and went down the slope, breaking into two pieces upon impact. He said an inquiry will be conducted by the ministry's Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau. A top U.S. intelligence official says at least three countries are trying to interfere in this year's presidential election. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a written statement, Bill Evanina gives the U.S. intelligence agency's most recent assessment of threats to the presidential vote. The assessment holds China hopes President Trump does not win re-election, that Russia's working against Joe Biden, and Iran is looking to undermine democratic institutions overall. Evanina says many foreign actors have a preference in November, which they express in a range of ways, but the intelligence community is primarily concerned about ongoing and potential activity by those three. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says that if proper public health guidelines are followed, the country could come out of the fall and winter seasons looking good on the coronavirus pandemic. In a special online discussion with the Brown School of Public Health, Fauci said he was cautiously optimistic about trials for a coronavirus vaccine because early trials show it working as well or better than plasma from people who have recovered from COVID-19.
The reason I do feel cautiously optimistic is that when you look at the early response, both in the animal data, but importantly in the human phase one, it induces a response with neutralizing antibodies.
For some people, the new coronavirus causes mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough. For others, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause severe illness and death. U.S. employment growth slowed considerably in July. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins reports.
More Americans went back to work in July, but not as many as in previous months. The U.S. added 1.7 million jobs last month, an eye-popping number, but for the fact that it was nearly three times lower than the record 4.7 million jobs created in June. That's a sharp pullback and the clearest evidence yet that the economic rebound that began earlier this year is already slowing. The biggest gains in hiring came from sectors particularly vulnerable to the health crisis. Leisure and hospitality led the pack, followed by rehiring at restaurants and bars. The unemployment rate dropped more than expected. The July jobless rate fell to 10.2% from 11.1% the month before, but that's still higher than any time since the financial crisis more than a decade ago.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. Virus or no virus, what's known as the world's largest yard sale will go ahead as scheduled. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Thousands of vendors fan out along the roadsides from Alabama to Michigan each summer. Vendor Ann Sullins has set up shop for the past 5 years and was thankful it wasn't called off.
All the vendors just love the interactivity with everyone as they come through.
In Gadsden, Alabama, at the southernmost end of the sale, there were a mix of people in the crowd with and without face masks, some visibly trying to keep their distance, and others standing shoulder to shoulder to look over clothes, toys, antiques, and housewares. Promoters considered canceling the yard sale because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead because it's a mostly outdoor event. I'm Jennifer King.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.